Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing for legalized marijuana, but it could take longer than most people think to get a bill signed into law to make it happen. That's according to ISU Criminal Justice Sciences Professor Ralph Weisheit. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Weisheit in advance of his presentation tomorrow evening at the Normal Public Library. Weisheit says the landscape has shifted rapidly on legal marijuana.
The public's image of it has changed dramatically. 20 years ago, the idea of medical would have been just about unheard of outside of California. Recreational would have been completely unheard of. And it's changed far more quickly in the public's eye than it has in the eyes of lawmakers.
But yet, we're at a point now in Illinois where we have a new governor, and he seems very keen and open to the idea of legalizing marijuana for recreational uses, which is so interesting because medical marijuana took quite a while, and even the pilot that we just wrapped up and we're starting a renewal process, it was pretty conservative by a lot of people's standards.
It was extreme. It's probably one of the most conservative processes in the country, and what many people don't realize is that the companies that put millions of dollars into setting up medical marijuana projects were actually happy that it was so conservative, because the more conservative it is, the less likely it is the feds will intervene and cause you problems. If you can show you're being really careful, that you're not just throwing stuff out there to anybody who wants it, the feds are generally going to leave you alone.
Did the first part of that experiment do much to change public opinion, do you think?
I don't know if it was that or the fact that other states were legalizing and you weren't hearing a lot of really terrible things as a result. And I think we also have to keep in mind that the medical has been really low profile. You don't see a lot of stories in the news about, you know, someone on medical now going out and robbing a bank or something. That just hasn't been an issue in the public's eye. And so it seemed pretty benign to many people.
And yet now we've extended that and added a lot of other conditions that will be covered under that. Do you think most people think that's a good thing?
My sense is that the public is fine with the public is, again, probably ahead of lawmakers on this. And for medical purposes, I think the general sense is that the public is believing that it's more good than bad.
So there are several bills pending in the Illinois legislature, including one that was just recently introduced by Carol Ammons, who is willing to let people grow up to 24 of their own pot plants. You know, do you have any sense of how this might shake out based on what you know about public opinion? What kind of restrictions or regulations might go into place if, in fact, Illinois does legalize marijuana?
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit in the presentation about that proposed law, but I think the important thing to remember is it is a proposed law, and what eventually comes out is going to be very different. And I'm not sure it's so much a matter of the public. I think it's a matter of individual lawmakers having strong feelings one way or another. I think that the law is extremely liberal or free in terms of restrictions in a way that some lawmakers are going to be uncomfortable with, but I think it's a good starting point. I mean, you have to start somewhere. I think people are going to be disappointed if they think we're going to, and obviously I can be wrong on this because much of this has been unanticipated, but they're going to be disappointed if they think we're going to have legalization in the next couple months. It's going to be a slow process.
When you say slow, what do you think the time frame will actually be?
It could easily be maybe until the end of the year, until legislation even gets passed. It would be probably another 6 months or more after that until things go into place.
So in your speech, you are going to be discussing experiences of other countries and other states with this. I know in our own country, it seems that people really think Colorado when they think about legalized pot. And while I agree that there hasn't been a lot of publicity about the negative impacts there, there have been some recently, and a lot of it's coming from the medical community, talking about increased ER visits from people a lot of them taking edible forms of pot and just overdoing it, it sounds like.
Ironically, many of them senior citizens, which is an interesting twist. I think one of the things that the Illinois law is going to have to really think hard about is the issue of edibles. And the problem with edibles is that unlike smoking marijuana, where the effect is pretty much immediate and you can tell if you've had enough. With edibles, it takes a while for it to get into your system, maybe 20 minutes or so. So people take an edible and they say, gee, I didn't feel anything. I better take another one. And so dosing becomes a really big issue with the edibles. And it's easy for, particularly for novices, to simply take too much. And that is a problem.
How would you address that in legislation?
Well, one of the ways will have to be that edibles will have to have limits on THC levels. And of course, then the arguments are going to fall into, well, what is a proper limit? And what is a proper size for an edible? So, you know, you can make edibles the size of candy bars, but no one should eat a candy bar. So do you force them to be in smaller units so that people can more easily control? Again, I think you should, but what those units ought to be, these are all the details that are going to slow down the whole process. This is why it's going to take longer for the law to pass, not because people in the legislature are necessarily opposed to the idea, but they're going to be very concerned about the details, and which gets back to the issue, by the way, of THC levels, even in smokable. Those can vary tremendously. Will the state decide to put a level so that it's not too concentrated? That's a good question. There's nothing about that in the proposed law, but it wouldn't surprise me if something like that showed up in the final version.
Criminal Justice Professor Ralph Weisheit of Illinois State University spoke with GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds. Weisheit also says it appears the Federal Veterans Administration is considering medical use of marijuana for post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's unclear how that could be supplied, especially in states that still prohibit medical use of cannabis. Again, Weisheit will speak tomorrow evening at 7 at the Normal Public Library.